episode of the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. When Jen Harris and Matthew Wilkes made the short film Gaby, they had no idea that their friend and director Jonathan Lasecki had thoughts of turning the short into a feature film. The original short got such a great response on the film festival circuit that Lasecki decided that the time was right. He had a winning cast and a great idea, and that's how the film Gaby was born. Gaby's about two single 30-year-old best friends from college, Jen and Matt. Jen's a yoga instructor and Matt illustrates comic books, and both are having trouble finding the right man to settle down with. One day, they decide to fulfill that college promise they both made to each other, have a baby together. And with Jen's biological clock a-ticking, the time is ripe. So they go about the deed the old-fashioned way. The film premiered at this year's South by Southwest Festival, and it was by far one of the best films I saw that weekend. Jen and Matthew have great chemistry together, and their scenes sparkle. They've been friends for years in real life, and it absolutely translates on screen. Both Jen and Matthew are currently starring in shows in New York. Matthew recently made his Broadway debut in Spider-Man: Turn Off the Dark, and Jen is currently playing Clarice Starling in Silence, the musical, based on Silence of the Lambs. I talked to Jen and Matthew right after the premiere of the film, and you could tell that they were still excited from the reaction of the audience, who loved it. I talked with them about the shoot, auditions, theater, and what it's like to watch themselves on screen. Hey guys, I really appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. And now, here's Jen and Matthew.
So how did the screening go today?
It was great.
It was really good, yeah. We were really nervous going into it.
Were you?
Just because
I still feel nervous now.
Just like watching yourself on screen is kind of a complicated, you know.
It's new to us. We're both, we've done films, but this is, for both of us, it's our first full-length feature, mm-hmm. where we're leads. And, we have shows in New York, so we're mostly theater actors.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a different thing, watching yourself. It's a different thing.
It's one thing to watch yourself, too, alone, but then to watch yourself, like, in a room of, like, 100 people. Yeah.
People, watching. Like, you know, why did they laugh? Why are they laughing? Oh, I'm so glad they're laughing.
Yeah.
I'm so glad they're quiet.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the sound. They hear that joke? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, things like that.
Yeah. Things we have no control over.
Right.
We can't control anything.
Yeah, like, there's no control.
Like, personally, how do you like watching yourself on the screen?
Depends, I think. I don't.
Can you, is it like shit? I should have done that better, or look at that one.
Sometimes,
that one I did was awesome.
I mean, it's weird, you know. Sometimes, yeah, but like, I think for the most part, with this one, I'm not as judgmental of myself acting wise as I am with how I look.
Or, yeah.
There's some things that I think, like, acting wise, I'm like, oh, why am I? Like, you notice ticks or, like, you know, things that you do that are just sort of,
right.
I don't know. Like, I kept, like, so not important, but I keep noticing myself, like, closing my eyes and talking, and I was like, why am I doing that?
I didn't notice that at all. I didn't notice that at all.
Uh-huh.
But that's funny. I kind of feel the same way. I don't feel as hard on the acting. Sometimes I felt like, oh my god, wait, that was weird. Are we sure that was the best take?
Right, yeah.
And maybe it would have been, like, for sound, it might have been the best take. You know, these are things that are very new for me with film. It just seems so basic. And I feel like, how is this stuff so basic for me? But, like, just watching, being, like, things you can't control, like your makeup and your hair and the lighting. It's stuff you notice because you're looking at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
As trite as it might sound, it's new. And I'm just, what was I saying to Zeke or something? Who's an associate producer in the film. I was saying, do you think, I was like, we were walking last night to a party. And I said, so does Tom Cruise, like, know what to do? Like,
right.
What? It's just such a different thing. So it's so
well, sometimes hot. I think, like, Mike Doyle, who's in our film, like,
yeah.
I think that he, like, has done so much film that, like, he actually does have an awareness of, like, where he would be best, like,
where
he should,
where the face, like, looks the best.
I don't know, I might be totally wrong about that, but, like, I've never asked him. But I at the same time, like, to be fair, I do feel like watching it, I didn't feel like I didn't feel bad about the film. I really felt great about it. So I think that's a great thing to come away from it.
Yeah. Sorry for the whole
thing. Oh, no.
But I think that it's also, everything that we wanted to get across, I think, really got in there.
And we were entertained. I entertained ourselves, which, you know, like we're going to entertain anyone.
Laughing at myself
might as well be ourselves.
Is always a good thing, I think. You know, it's like, yay. Like, it just was... It feels overwhelming right now. We're, like, overtired, and it's hot, and it just seems... I don't know. It's almost like made me want to cry in a way, too. Just, I was sort of like, oh, wow, like, this is so amazing.
We did it.
What an amazing opportunity. Like, we did it. We remember shooting in August. It was so hot. We were so...
Was it this past August?
Yeah, just this August. Yeah. The heat, no, they edited around the clock.
Wow.
And it was hot, and it was low budget, so there's, like, no air in places, and... We were both working other jobs too, so it was like going to the show at night. I was doing at the same time, and it was crazy.
How many scenes or how many takes would you get per scene?
Oh god!
Oh my god, three.
Most, you think? Really? Sometimes I feel like we got more.
I feel like, honestly, the average was three.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
At least for me, I felt three was the average.
There were some, like, days. Like, what was, like, the most pages you shot in one day?
I think in one day, when I was in the yoga studios, we did all of it the same.
It was, like, 22 pages.
I did, like, 22 pages.
No way.
And I remember coming
heavy
in.
Heavy dialogue, all
oh
that.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And, like, they're some of the best scenes in the film, too. And that's what I remember, like, afterwards being like, wow, that... Like, for the amount of time we had maybe there was something to the rush of it that we were able to...
Sure. Like, yeah, sure. I remember Clay was like, I'm going to light this in 2 minutes, and we have, like, we have 30 seconds to shoot it. And that's literally what we had. We had 5 minutes left in the yoga room to shoot this. And it got done.
Yeah. Wow. 22 pages. Did you... it started out as a short.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? So when did you guys shoot the short?
We shot the short 3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Was it always, I guess, an intention to shoot it, make it a feature later on?
I had no idea.
I think that... I don't know. I know that... I feel like I've heard Jonathan...
Lie.
I've heard Jonathan answer this before, and I don't remember the answer. I know that, like, it eventually became obvious that he was going to make a feature, but I don't know if that was ever the initial.
No, yeah, like he was saying today, people kept saying after the short, and he'd been shopping the short around for years.
When are we going to see more?
Well, we want more. We want more. When are you doing the feature? We want more. So he really got goaded on by the public and people and others seeing it to make it into a feature. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Did you guys have, like, rehearsal prior to...
Yeah,
we did have a
minimal. Yeah, but we did. We had a like, table read, and we had, like...
I met with Lewis one day.
Individually
met
with different people that we would be acting with. Mm-hmm.
And Matt and I read through a couple of scenes, but, I mean, literally no more than, like, for me, 2 hours. Right. It was 2 hours total.
And then, like, on-set rehearsals. Like we'd get to rehearse and then go into hair and makeup. Then, like, it was a lot of me and Jen, like, running lines with each other while we're getting our hair and makeup done.
Literally, like, people would come in. I remember, like, Anne and Margaret came in, and Lewis and Dulé, and everyone who came in literally, like, flew in or just came in. I'm in hair and makeup, and I was like, hi, I'm Jen, let's run through our scene. And when I was done with hair and makeup, we went and did the scene, and that was it. It was, like, crazy. And everyone was so good.
Yeah.
I remember
being
on set thinking, oh, my God, these actors are unbelievable.
There might be something to it, like, just the fact that we didn't have time, that there was a immediacy or, I don't know, like, a spontaneity there, that, like, a freshness that wouldn't have been there if we had over-rehearsed it, rehearsed it more than we had.
I know, like, because I'm an actor as well, I do auditions, like, if somebody gives me the sides, I'm so much better than, like, having a day or two to...
Yeah, auditions are better for me whenever I don't put, you know, if I really want it, and I put, like, tons of rehearsal time and energy into it, then, like, I end up going in totally a mess.
But, like, if your audition for this, like...
Well, we didn't
audition.
It
was written for us.
Oh,
so, yeah.
No.
Yeah,
well,
Johnny. We've known Johnny for years.
Yeah.
We performed with him years ago downtown in, like, performance art land is where we all kind of met. We did this sort of performance piece show, and that's where we met years ago. 2002? Probably.
Yeah,
I think it was 2003, Lower East Side, like Pyramid Club and the Fez and all these great, great spots for performance art in New York. And that's how we had met each other, and then we've just known each other. It's a small community, especially like comedic people who are into like funky performance arty stuff. It's like not the UCB scene. That's not we're not stand-up people. We're not sketch comedians.
We're not improv.
We're not improvers. We come from a very like performance art downtown New York, like loud in your face, like really mapped out pieces, like really thought out original conceptual pieces. That's sort of the land we all sort of met in. Besides Matt and I, we've known each other since the summer of 96.
You were doing a show at the time you were shooting this?
Yeah, I was doing. I'm in a show right now still called Silence the Musical.
Yeah.
It's a musical parody of the film Silence of the Lambs. We did it 6.5 years ago at the Fringe Festival, and it's just taking this, but now we're running off Broadway, and I was doing Silence at night, and I would shoot all day and then do Silence at night.
And you had some nighttime
Saturday
stuff too, right?
Yeah, Saturdays, because we were at that time the show, it was just the summer, it was Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
Oh right, so it was that.
And it was two shows on Saturday, so the only thing I said to Johnny was, I can't shoot on Saturday at all, because I have two shows and I'll be dead, because it's a 90-minute musical where I'm just running around. And Matt now is in Spider-Man musical.
So were you just completely exhausted the
yes.
whole time?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never felt so like completely in the moment in just your life. Like it was like wake up at whatever time in the morning and it was like, okay, like literally go to the bathroom, drink a cup of coffee, get on my motorbike that's in the film. Mm-hmm. And that was the only time I had to like myself, and then get on set, and it was nonstop till I had to like leave for my show. Or if I wasn't in the show, we'd keep shooting, go to bed, wake up. And I sort of felt like doing this film and being in my show was sort of a blessing, because the show was just starting out as well. It was in its like only second month.
Mm-hmm.
So it sort of kept my attentions. I wasn't so obsessed with Silence, and I wasn't so obsessed with Gaby. And I would go to Gaby and on set, and I would talk to people about Silence. And then I would go to Silence at night, and I would be like talking about what we shot that day.
Yeah.
So it sort of kept me calm, which is normally not what I am. So it sort of forced me to just live in like, okay, what's happening right now? Okay, the first act of my show is happening. Okay, I'm putting my wig on right now. And then it was like, okay, now what is it? Okay, now it's this scene. What's the scene? And it was intense, but it was really fun.
Had you guys always known that you wanted to be actors? Like growing up?
I didn't know, actually, until... Well, we both have similar stories, I think. Well, because I've always been really good at visual art, and so I think that, like, for some reason my instinct was that that's what I was going to pursue a career in. And so I, when I was, like, 13 or 14, we had moved to a new town, and I was kind of, like, a loser and wasn't making friends, and they were auditioning for something, and I auditioned for it. I sang a Madonna song.
Work? What yeah. did you sing?
I sang, Make Love Not War, You Say. It's
you
easy
sang
to,
that
from the
song?
True Blue. Yeah, isn't that hilarious?
One
yeah.
of the most random
I was 12.
Madonna songs.
Yeah,
I've never really heard that song.
It's from True Blue. It's called, like, what is it called?
I don't know, but I think it's number 6.
Anyways, I was like,
I'm not obsessed with Madonna.
But people like were like, oh my god, he's so great, he can sing, and I became
Camden,
Maine.
Okay.
Yeah. And it sort of got me in with a group of kids, and like it made me helped me to make friends. And so like I think that's essentially what it was that it started out for me as a way of making friends, and it sort of has sort of been that off and on ever since. It was like, it's like just the, you know, being an artist, a visual artist, is a very solitary, you know, experience. It can be really rewarding and amazing, but you're by yourself. And so when you're in a play or film or whatever, you're creating art with other people, and I don't know, it felt more right for me, and so that's why I ended up pursuing it, I think. And then Jen,
I actually went to an all-girls Catholic Math and Science Academy through high school, and like 3 of the girls in my class went to West Point. Like that was the kind of college prep school I went to, and I was prepping to go to pre-med, and I had applied to schools for both pre-med and theater. I just and my like junior year of high school, I was just like, oh, I want to be in the play, and I was always in sports, and like 3 sports, and then I was just like, I don't want to do swimming anymore. I was like, it just drove me nuts, and kind of because it was a solitary sport where swimming and basketball was a group thing, and I really like group sports. So it's like, I'm so done with swimming, I want to audition for the play. and I auditioned for Guys and Dolls, and I got Adelaide. And then my parents saw it, and my parents actually suggested that I pursue theater in college. And so
I didn't know that. That's cool.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know your parents.
Yeah, my parents said you should think about going to school for theater, and so then I auditioned, or I applied to med schools, and then I applied to theater schools. And I had no idea. I knew nothing about anything. I'm from the Midwest. I didn't know.
I mean, I didn't even
know
you could go to school.
I didn't know anything. I didn't even know any of it. Yeah, and I just sort of like researched. I remembered I wanted to go to school in Boston because I loved that idea.
Okay.
I loved that idea. Like, oh, college town, Boston seems so cool. I want to go there. And then I noticed, like, oh, I researched. And I was like, oh, there's a really good theater school there. And I just sort of, I think I did, Matt. I did a monologue from Agnes of God.
Yeah, you did. I remember you telling me that.
And I did Portia from Shakespeare. Why am I losing my Macbeth? No. Portia.
Merchant.
Richard III. No, I'm retarded. Oh wow. Theater school.
Merchant of Venice?
No. Are we retarded right now?
Don't put this in. Don't put this in.
Whatever. I did Shakespeare and I did, like, seriously non-comedic, like, bloody stuff when I got into school. And I knew the first, and when it was deciding between schools, my dad actually said to me, I'll never get, he was like, you should go to theater school because med school will always be there, but you'll never know if you don't try. And the first week I knew, I was like, I'm in it, done, yeah. This is it. And I met Matt that summer, and it was like the second I met Matt, I was like, mine.
My friend.
I just like felt like, oh, this is the person that's me, but like in a different body.
Yeah.
It didn't matter if he was a boy or girl or whatever. I was like, oh my God, there's that person that I've always wished existed. Literally. Yeah. He exists.
What's your advice to actors?
I feel like I think the greatest thing you can do is just go in full blow, full tilt, have zero inhibitions, throw it all out, get an idea about something. If you're reading, just keep going over the material until you get an idea that if it's comedy, and if you think about it and it makes you laugh, and if you think about doing it or saying it, or if you think you'll make your friends laugh, just fly with it and just go in there and have no inhibitions. If you want to bring a prop. I've done it a million times.
I guess,
sometimes it works, yeah. Sometimes it doesn't.
Like, let other people
let
take
other
you down.
Let other people edit you. Like, let other people be the ones who, like, if they see energy and a good idea and spark, like, people are hired to light you, to costume you, to clothe you, to put you on a set. Like, just, they will trim you down and they will go around you. Like, if they can't pull stuff out of you. So just throw it out there. Get it out there. That's how I look at it.
I'm going to regurgitate something else that I've heard you say before, which is that I think that seeing other work, like going to see plays and films and watching TV, I mean,
and art,
depending on the work, but is always a really helpful and like educational thing. Yeah.
Like, I always feel like I've never been better at anything by hiding in my apartment and studying and cramming and conjuring and like feeling bad for myself and like comparing myself to other people. It's bullshit. Go out and support your friends. Go out and see live music. Go see art. See an exhibit. Read a blog. Like, go watch bad things. Like, get upset because you just paid money to see something horrible. Like, inspire yourself. Like, just cramming over something alone by yourself, it doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me. Get out there and, like, see, be an audience member first.
Yeah. And also, don't be hard on yourself. There you go.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm still learning that.
We're all still learning that.
Don't be hard
on yourself. We can probably refer back to the very beginning of this interview. Refer back to where we've gotten now. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Thanks, Jen and Matthew, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.